going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and happy Easter. On this Easter Sunday morning, the Lord has risen, and what a great morning it is. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus here on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And this morning, on this Easter Sunday, we are featuring a school in our diocese with many decades of educating the students in the faith. It's the legacy of Bishop Canavan High School, 65 years, and it's still going strong. But before we get started, I want to thank our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our guests who are here in studio on this Easter Sunday, Dale Checkitz and Bob Jake Jacoby. Gentlemen, good morning and happy Easter to both of you, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father Tom, and happy Easter to you as well.
And Dale, will you introduce yourselves to our listeners here this morning?
My name's Dale Checkitz. I've been at Bishop Canavan for 20 years now.
20 years.
This is my 20th year. 24 if you count the 4 years as a student, because I'm an alum from the class of 1999. Mm. So I've been a key part of the story of the school for a good portion of my life. And an interesting story there is that when I left Canavan, I attended Duquesne University for the School of Education, and it was in Canavan Hall. So I really haven't left Canavan for a very long time, but for 65 years, we've been here in the East Carnegie neighborhood, educating the students in this area and providing them with a faith-based education that is invaluable to building men and women of God for our future.
And Bishop Canavan is literally right down the street from us in the KDK studios. We can actually look down the hill from Foster Plaza. So
yes.
You guys didn't have too far to go this morning. So
no, the trip is not very far. The building was dedicated in 1959, and initially there were two separate facilities for boys and girls in the school. Mm-hmm. But then by 1970, it became co-institutional and totally integrated, where the boys and girls were intermingling at that point in time. But a really neat thing is that the school still pays homage to that time, because if you come into our building, the rooms are still numbered by B and G.
And
the B is the boys' side of the building, and the G is the girls' side of the building.
Okay.
So depending on what wing you're in, you might be in B101 or G101. And that's always fun for freshmen when they come in the first day of school and they're trying to figure out their schedule and make sure they're in the right room.
And it's connected to the same campus as the Pastoral Center and St. Paul Seminary, too. So.
Yes, and it's been a wonderful relationship here. We have a long history sharing the campus with the diocese, and we still use the soccer field here every fall. And in the summertime, we have youth camps over here that bring kids right here on the diocesan campus to see what it's really all about here.
It's a beautiful campus, and it's still in the city boundaries because it's East Carnegie in the city of Pittsburgh. But and I went to school at St. Paul Seminary my first 2 years of pre-theology, and you see a lot of the deer and the ducks are around. Lots of wildlife.
Absolutely. The deer roam free, and the geese seem to love this entire campus in the fall and spring.
Absolutely.
There's no shortage of nature.
Well, welcome, Dale. I want to bring in Bob Jacoby. They nickname you Jake. Can you tell our listeners a little introduction about you, too, Jake?
I started at Bishop Canavan back in 1968. and retired in 2012. Spent 40 years as a coach, as an athletic director, as a history teacher. And I really enjoyed the American history teaching here at Canavan. Bishop Canavan,
right.
When I started, it was Canavan. So a lot of the alumni will still refer to it as Canavan. But at Bishop Canavan, I taught American history. And one of the enjoyable things I would do with the students, and they, I think, really enjoyed it too, was to take a look at their community and the history of their community. And when I first started doing that, someone said, well, I live in Pittsburgh. I says, no, you live in Mount Oliver, or you live in Mount Washington, or you live in Elliott. So you want to find out the history of that specific community that you live in. And that was really enjoyable. And I still have alumni today who tell me that that was a fun project that they did because they did it with their parents or even grandparents. And it was really rewarding for me and for the students.
So how did you get the nickname Jake when your first name's Bob?
Jacoby,
okay.
Grew up with that as a kid on the north side. It followed me to North Catholic. Ironically, I played a football game over here at St. Paul's Seminary in 1959, a freshman football game against Canavan, the first year for me being a freshman at North Catholic and the first year of Canavan opening. So I had a little bit of, I felt like I was out in the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the city because it really was such a wooded area at that time. And it was a different experience coming from somebody from, quote, the north side coming out of town. Started teaching, as I said, in 1968. Was very fortunate to know a couple people who were here at Bishop Canavan already, a guy by the name of Ray DeLillo and Tim Rooney. And they suggested that I might want to apply at Canavan for a job in teaching and coaching.
Here you are. You're like a pillar of the school there, Jake.
I didn't think of it as a pillar, but I've always thought of it as a great reward for my family, because my family was really accepted by the Canavan community, and my four children all graduated from Canavan, and they're now three of the four teachers.
Wow. It's a good kid. You did good. Now, I want to bring Dale back in. 18 different school districts throughout the city of Pittsburgh, Allegheny and Washington counties. Bishop Canavan just celebrated its 65th anniversary. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the celebration and what it meant to both the current and the past students, faculty, and staff and families?
When you reach 65 years, you've got a pretty good story to tell. And the Canavan story is one that's so unique because, as Jake just mentioned, it's like family. And anywhere you're at, it's unbelievable. Pam was mentioning to us how many different people she knows from Canavan, and there's nowhere you go that you don't run into somebody that might have a tie to Canavan. And so when you look at these 65 years, though, it's brought so many kids together from so many different communities, from Allegheny, Washington counties, that they would not have had that opportunity if they would have been in a regular public school district to interact with kids that have a different way of life. We have kids that used to wake up in the morning and they did their farm chores before they came to school, mixing in with kids from the city who they didn't know what that was. And to this day, our diversity continues to evolve and change. And it's a true blessing to us to see how our kids come together from not only just here in the Pittsburgh area. We have international students now that join our student body, and it adds a whole different context to who we are and the experience that our kids get to have just from one another.
I think that's such a great plus for Bishop Canavan to say you have 18 different school districts, two counties, Washington and Allegheny. You have inner city and suburban and rural, plus you have international. It's kind of like a melting pot. It's almost like the United Nations, literally right in the high school hallways.
Yes, it's really unique. That's awesome. Experience for our kids that, you know, I look at it as a teacher. It's awesome to be in a classroom, and sometimes you're talking about world history, and you have a kid that's in your class that might be from that area, you know, that is able to share their story and bring it to life for the other kids.
So we just have a few minutes before we break. What were some of the celebrations that you did for the 65th?
So our Mosaic Yearbook is putting together a special edition that will have a lot of different snippets about the history of the school and some of the different things going on. This summer, we'll actually wrap things up kind of with our annual all-alumni picnic that is open to all of our Canavan alumni and past teachers and things in July. And that's always done to bring everybody back to campus where it all began for each other. Nice. And it's so neat to see so many different faces come back on those days and reminisce or say, hey, can I go find my locker again?
So it's like old home week, homecoming almost.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's a great time to get together with everybody and share those different stories.
And for you, Dale, walking the halls every day and being an alumnus, graduating in 1999, that must be a neat little feeling too, to come to work and you went to school there.
Well, I think that's a reason why I'm still there 20 years later. Mm-hmm. You know, I can remember walking back in the first day to get my keys, and one of my former teachers said, what are you doing here? And I said, oh, I'm here to pick up my keys. And he goes, oh, geez. But I had the fortune of teaching next door to Jake for a good portion of his late tenure, and I got to learn a lot from him and make new relationships with teachers that I had the opportunity to learn from, but get to see them in a whole different light and be able to get to know them as regular people and their families too.
And I kind of chuckled when you were saying when you went to Duquesne University and had classes in Canavan Hall. I, as a seminarian, we went to Duquesne, and I had classes too at Canavan Hall. They're right on Academic Walk, so kind of neat there. We have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus here on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And I want to wish everyone a very blessed and happy Easter Sunday morning. And on this Easter Sunday, we are featuring Bishop Canavan High School in East Carnegie, a section of the city of Pittsburgh. And with me in studio this morning is the principal and athletic director and history teacher, Dale Checkitz, and also the former athletic director, history teacher, Bob Jake Jacoby, here at Bishop Canavan. And gentlemen, as we come back into the second segment, we're continuing our conversation, celebrating 65 years of Bishop Canavan. So let's talk a little bit about, in addition to raising students in the faith, academics, athletics, mission, and service, plus all the extracurricular activities, there's some special services at Bishop Canavan High School that make it unique and inclusive. Can you tell us a little bit about the St. Anthony's School program?
So since 1991, Bishop Canavan and St. Anthony's have had a partnership in which they have been a part of our school community. And they have integrated services for many challenged students. And this collaboration really provides both groups with valuable opportunities of interaction and growth. Those students get to be part of our curriculum, be part of our teams, and our kids join with them, and they've competed in the Special Olympics. They have a circle of friends organization that they work collaboratively, and they also now are partners with us in one of our special spots on campus, which is Betsy's Place, which is our coffee house. Mm. And there's a partnership between the school and the St. Anthony's program in which those students also work as part of our coffee shop, and they actually will run a couple of days a month where they take and run the afternoon portion and provide snacks and things during our Wednesday schedules of collaboration period. And so it provides them with real life experiences just
so
like
they work. Kids. They work at the coffee shop then. Huh?
Yes, they'll work at the coffee shop. And it's really neat to see our kids and their kids working together. And it's just a wonderful experience for everybody to see that inclusiveness.
I love coffee. I'll have to come over for a cup of coffee.
Yes, they have. Betsy's Place offers coffee, smoothies, bagels. Wow. There's something new coming out all the time.
That is good. And St. Anthony's School program is very near and dear to my heart. I was a former chaplain for them for several years. They do such a remarkable job. And the Diocese of Pittsburgh has been so supportive of the St. Anthony School program to have them, the students integrate into the elementary and now into the high school programs. They go on to Duquesne University too for college. I just think it's good for the other students too to be all integrated together, plus the families.
Well, 100% on that feeling. And even there's something special about Canavan too, because during my time there and then after it, a student body actually raised money to put an elevator on campus to help some of the students that couldn't go up the stairs because they were maybe in a wheelchair and things. And the student body got behind that movement, and we now have an elevator to take students to our second floor, and it gives everybody that opportunity to enjoy campus fully.
More user-friendly. Tell us a little bit about the Media Center.
So we have a media center that it was nice walking in here and seeing the things that are around here. Our media center has a lot of some of the similar things that I found here on campus today.
Wow.
We have a green screen. We have a nice area where we can do sit-down conversations like we're having here this morning. And we're always looking for new ways to move that center forward because it's such a key part of our society today, and podcasting is the new way of getting information out. And, you know, we're excited to try to bring some more of those opportunities to our kids as we move forward and make that a fully viable media center to not only do broadcasting and things, but to bring in podcasting and other opportunities for kids.
Wow, I wish I had that back when I was in high school, because I always wanted to go into journalism and broadcasting. I went to Clarion. I was a disc jockey and a newscaster in my former life. Now I'm proclaiming the good news every day as a Catholic priest, plus being able to be the host here on KDK. And I just think that's fantastic to have the students have that engagement of the media center, and we'll have future broadcasters possibly coming out of Bishop Canavan, right?
Yes, absolutely. We actually had a student from our career day make a connection with Lanny Fratera, who used to be the voice of the Pirates, who's now at Waynesburg, and that led that young man down the path of he's now studying at Waynesburg, he's a sophomore, studying to be a sports broadcaster.
And he said there's no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about it, right.
He has such a good voice. I grew up with him, listening to him on the Pirate games, and he's doing a remarkable job at Waynesburg, and there's a lot of KDK interns and employers from the Waynesburg University, and because of Lanny Fratera with that. Bob, I want to bring you back in, or Jake, however you answer. Tell us a little bit more about the experiences with the coffee shop, the St. Anthony School program, and the media center on your perspective.
Probably, as Dale mentioned, about the elevator.
The elevator,
was a student, two teachers and a group of students initiated that program, Pennies for Elevator.
Mm.
And they would just, anybody who had a collection of pennies who wanted to donate them to this elevator fund, they would bring in rolls of pennies. They would bring in jars of pennies. And then, of course, this began a little bit of publicity on it and that. And so this was kind of a student faculty initiated event, not something that capital improvements or something with the building. But this was to provide the ability for those students with disabilities who could not get to the second floor, either being in a wheelchair or being in a walker or having crutches. This was a great, and I'll never forget the young man in his senior year. He had never been on the second floor. Wow. He had been in a wheelchair all those years, and they got him up to the second floor, and the second floor is a runway. There's nothing in between B and G. You just go, and he went up and down that, and I tell you what, it brought a tear to a lot of people's eyes, because to see the enjoyment that he was having and that the students had helped to provide this for him. It was great. St. Anthony program, I've seen students come through there who get involved in some of the co-curricular activities at Bishop Canavan, and they have been a positive for the rest of the student body. And we had students who would, I'm not sure what the exact term was at that time, but students who would be their partner.
That's wonderful.
And that was really great. One thing I want to interject before I get cut off here.
You have a minute 30.
When I first came to Canavan, I had a parent who I didn't know at all come up to me and say, if you ever talk about where Canavan is located, don't use the word Westwood. Mm. We are really
Oakwood.
Oakwood. Okay.
And that was a sore point between a lot of kids and parents whose kids were just right over the hill from Canavan. And I had to really laugh in that because I did make that mistake at times, and this person corrected me.
Oakwood, Westwood, East Carnegie, those are all city neighborhoods.
Right, yeah. But Oakwood is where
literally
it really is.
That's neat. It's kind of like I'm from Carrick and Overbrook. Like half my house was in Carrick, half of it was in Overbrook. But it's just interesting how the city neighborhoods are so integrated, you know, and special. That's great. We learned a lot about Bishop Canavan today. So I want to thank Dale Checkitz, the principal, and Bob Jake Jacoby for being with us here this morning. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on KDK Radio. And this week in our Plus segment, we are featuring, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning, it is Easter Sunday. So happy Easter. We have traveled the 40 days and 40 nights of Lent, just celebrated Holy Week. What a fantastic weekend, the Easter Vigil last night. And today we bless the new water. The Easter candle is burning brightly. We are singing the Gloria in our churches. And the tomb is empty. Jesus Christ has truly risen from the dead. And our gospel today, Gospel of John, Mary Magdala, who is the very first person to recognize that the tomb was empty. She's considered the apostle to the apostles. Mary Magdalene, along with the disciples, find the burial cloths, and the tomb is empty, and is the first ones to really believe that Jesus has truly risen from the dead. And Easter is not so much just about one day, but we celebrate Easter for the next 50 days, and our church is filled with joy as we thank our Father for the gift that He has given us, suffering and dying on that cross, but giving us hope, the hope of the resurrection. And the resurrected Jesus is the foundation of our faith. And as we renew our baptismal promises in our churches this morning, we sprinkle with the fresh holy water. Let's rejoice that the tomb is empty and celebrate Easter each and every day. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I would like to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring our program. This is your host, Father Tom Burke, and we will be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.